This really just kind of shows how great the wisdom and intelligence and knowledge of God is, and how unfathomable his power is at times. Because if you told a person with cancer, "I want you to go look at this jar of cancer and it's going to heal you," they'd obviously think you're crazy. Because usually we want to get as far away as possible as we can from our source of pain. If I had a headache, I don't want to look at another person with a headache. I want a bottle of Advil so I can take a bunch of Advil to cure my headache. But our Lord, in his great wisdom and knowledge, he brings good out of this pain. He brings good out of this suffering. He brings the greatest good out of his cross. And so we need to be trusting in this great love and in this great cross that our Lord gives us, because just as our Lord opens up the gates of heaven for us through his own cross, so too that cross purifies us and makes us holy and makes us better than we were yesterday. On Good Friday, if you've ever been to that liturgy, it comes a part where the deacon will go to the back and grab a cross. In this case, we are very blessed to have the true cross relic in the back in our reliquary. And so he'll grab the true cross relic and he'll process up the aisle with it. And three times on his way up to the front of the church, he'll stop and he'll say, "Behold the wood of the cross on which hung the salvation of the world." And everyone will respond, "Come, let us adore." And that is what we do today on this exaltation of the Holy Cross. We come to adore that cross, not to merely gaze at it, but to see it as the source of our salvation, the source of our healing, the source of our great love that we have for our Lord, and also the source of which we see how great our Lord's love is for each and every one of us. But at times, gazing at that cross and adoring that cross can be slightly intimidating, because we see the cost of discipleship. We see what our Lord is really asking us to do for him. We see the cost of authentic love when we pour ourselves out completely and totally for another, because this death is so often a death to our own will. We desire our own things in lives. We have our own plans. We have our own things that we want to do. But our Lord so often asks us, "This is your will, but my will is so much greater. And to achieve my will, yours is going to have to fade away. Yours is going to have to die in order for my will to truly spring up and live within your life." Because every single person in the world has something they want to worship, has something they want to adore. Some people misplace this in the different things in the world, in social media, and money, and power, influence, whatever the case may be. But we as Christian people should obviously be bending the knee to our great Lord. As that second reading says, every knee should bend. There's a story of a desert monk, of a desert father back in the day. And as he's traveling from one place to another, the devil appears to him. And the devil looks very wicked, and he's ugly, and it's a scary moment. But one of the things he really notices about the devil is that he had no knees, because the devil refused to bend the knee to Almighty God. He refused to actually die to his own will and say, "Our Lord's will is greater, and I'm going to do that." Instead, he just clung to his own will, his own desires, his own pride, and it cast him all the way down to hell. And so we as Christian people, and we see this so clearly in the Israelites, as soon as Moses goes up to the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments, what do? They have this God that they're kind of following. They have this God that's still kind of a question mark, and they don't quite know who that God is as clearly as they will in the future. And so they immediately build a molten calf because they want to bend the knee to something. They want to adore something, because it's just ingrained in the human person that we are made for adoration. And today we adore that holy cross. We adore that things that gives us grace. We adore the source of our salvation. Because in a similar way, our Lord, in a way, adores us. He adores his creation. He loves his creation. He loves seeing his creation thrive, especially his creation that's made in his image and his likeness. And he adorns us with his grace, especially through the sacraments. He wants to make us pretty. He wants to make us whole. He wants to make us fulfilled so that we can actually give our lives even more fully to Him. So imagine if more often we went to adoration, because we've seen in Scripture multiple times how the Israelites look at something that has hurt them and it heals them. Imagine if we adored something that is meant for healing, that is meant for power, that is meant for communion. Imagine what that will do for us. It'll bring this interior healing. It'll bring this fullness. It'll bring this fulfillment. It'll bring this great love that each and every one of us is actually made for. Here at St. Anne, we are very, very blessed to have adoration on Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every single day. And thankfully, we have a lot of people who sign up for an hour slot so that we can be free to just kind of pop in and out for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever the case may be, after work, before work, with our families, without our families, in order to adore our Lord. But obviously, in order to do that, we need people to fill those hours. And recently, we've had some people who have been getting sick or have gotten more and more of that O word that I'm not supposed to say. It rhymes with cold. And they just can't quite make it to their hours. And so we need more people to fill up these hours. Because right now we have a few hours that are not being filled at all. And so we always ask to ask for subs. But in order to adore our Lord, we need people at those hours. And so for many of us, whenever we look at the news, many of us get very depressed. And the same kind of thing comes out of almost everyone's lips. And we say, this world needs more Jesus. Well, Jesus is over there from 9 to 9, Monday through Friday, and so we can go to Him to receive more Jesus. But we have to be willing to give our time. We have to be willing to make that sacrifice. Our Lord certainly made a great sacrifice for us. He gave Himself completely to us. And so I ask you to discern prayerfully today as we celebrate the exaltation of the Holy Cross. Is our Lord calling me to further my prayer life? Is our Lord asking me to truly dedicate myself and my hour of my life, of my week, in order to adore His Holy Cross, to adore Him in the person of the Eucharist, to allow Him to love us, and to unravel the mysteries that He gives us? As we contemplate Scripture, as we contemplate our Lord's words and these mysteries that He gives us all throughout our lives, and especially in the sacraments, our Lord can reveal those things to us. Is He asking us for a deeper relationship? And so I ask you to really discern, is our Lord calling us to sign up for an hour, to really commit? And we might think, man, that's kind of hard, a full hour sitting there praying. Maybe some of us have never done that before in our entire lives. But I promise you, as you do it, you get used to it. As you do it, you start to really, really enjoy it. As you do it, it becomes really easy. And you realize how fast that hour can go sometimes. And as you do it, you start looking forward to it. Sometimes showing up is 80% of the battle, as they say. But once you're actually there before our Lord, you'll start to grow in love with that silence. You'll start to grow in love with that moment in which our Lord can whisper those great loving things He wants to whisper to you so that you can really grow in that relationship. So I ask you, after Mass, there's going to be a table out there with adoration. And I ask you to really look at that and see if any of those time slots are available for you. 120 people. That's how many people we need from this parish to fill up all the hours for adoration. And so I ask to give yourselves generously to our Lord as He has given Himself generously to us.